Thank you, everyone, for listening. That short rendition of how Jesus changed the lives of Peter and Mary. Praise God, two of his disciples who he loved dearly. But he also loves you and me. And if you have not accepted him into your heart and your life, now is the time. He told Thomas, another one of his disciples, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. If you have not given your life to Jesus, will you let Jesus make you one of his blessed who believe and who are blessed by him? Jesus also prayed for his disciples before he was crucified during that prayer, and he said to them, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they might be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is the time to let him enter your heart and let him love you like you've never been loved before. And you will become one with him by becoming one of the members of his family, the family of God.